invited all the royal children.
But Bathsheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, to Josh the son of Ahaziah.
And abducted him from among the king's sons, who were being put to death, and put him and his nurse in the bedroom.
So they hid him from Athaliah, and he was not put to death. So he was kept hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah was reigning over the land. Now in the seventh year, Jehoiada sent orders and brought the captains of hundreds of the carats and other guards, and brought them to himself at the house of the Lord. Then he made a covenant with them and put them under oath at the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son.
He commanded them, saying, this is the thing that you shall do. A third of you who come in on the Sabbath and keep watch over the king's house.
A third also shall be at the gate, sir, and a third at the gate behind the guard.
Shall keep watch over the house for defense. And two parts of you, all who go out on the Sabbath, shall also keep watch.
With everything that Jehoiada the priest commanded,
and each one of them took his men who were to come in on the Sabbath, along with those who were to go out on the Sabbath, and they came to Jehoiada the priest.
Then the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of the Lord. The guards stood, each with his weapons in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, by the altar and by the house around the king. Then he brought the king's son out and put the crown on.
When Athaliah heard the noise of the guards and of the people, she came to the people at the house of the Lord. And she looked, and behold, the king was standing by the pillar according to the custom, with the captains and the trumpeters beside the king. And all the people of the land were joyful and were blowing trumpets. Then Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, conspiracy, conspiracy. And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of hundreds who were appointed over the army and said to them, bring her out between
the house of
when they brought her to the horse's entrance of the king's house, she was put to death there. His altars and his images in pieces, and they killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altar. They brought the king down from the house of the Lord and came by way of the gate of the guards to the king's house. And he sat on